When you come into a union of the man and the wife, first and foremost, the pathway to peace is establishing headship, establishing leadership. There cannot be two captains in a boat. So God himself laid it out. The head of the woman is who? Once you come together, number one, establish headship. From where authority will flow. Authority will flow from the man. In this case, it's determined by the fact that he paid your dowry. Therefore, he is entitled to occupy the position of headship, no matter what situation, what condition he is. Even if he were crippled before he married you, you are married to a crippled. If that cripple has paid your bride price, that cripple is your head. So one thing is, the man will never relinquish his leadership position to a woman. That one is certain. No man does it. There are Christian marriages that have no peace. Every product that is manufactured, the manufacturer of that product has a user's guide. So, as long as you don't apply the wisdom to keep your marriage, you will have a turbulent marriage, though you're a Christian. Man, that he said man, had some special features, some special attributes in him. And one of it was that he had the ability to reproduce himself. And that ability was in him. And God separated that aspect, removed it from him, and formed the woman. The truth is, the woman is part of the man. Amen. No man is complete without the woman. It is important you take note of it, that marriage is for men. You don't have a house of your own. You don't have an income of your own. Hallelujah. You are still dependent on your senior brother, your father, your mother. You are not yet a man. Among everyone else you are related to, your wife is the most important human being on earth. Your wife becomes more important than your father, than your mother, than your brother, than your sister. Catch this revelation. For this cause shall a man live. She is a weaker vessel. Whatever you want to rate her, don't rate her in the same level with you as a man. The way she thinks, the way she acts, she reasons, it's not the same level with you. You are a man, she's a woman. You are male, she's female. That is why God did not make her the head. Knowing how weak she will be, that is why God made you, the man, the head, because you are stronger. If you offend her, there is something about her I cannot explain. If she's not happy with you, everything around you disorganizes. It is a mystery I cannot explain, yet it is true. That's why I speak, I read so much scripture about wisdom. Get this wisdom. Live with them according to knowledge, wisdom. Apply wisdom in dealing with you, with them, so that you can achieve what you want to achieve. There's a principle of life. The principle of life that God himself instituted is for something to have life, one other thing must die. Amen. For you to have protein and be healthy, the abattoirs kill cows every day. You'll be ready to die for your wife. If not, you are not a man. Actions you should take. The most powerful man that exists in the universe, that will speak you out of existence. He has the power, but they slapped him. He was crying and he didn't slap back. The Lord Jesus. Why? He was looking for something. When a proper man is offended, you know, he doesn't talk. Do you know that? But no matter how hard-hearted the woman is, her nature, when she's unhappy, she expresses it. She must talk to let you know she's unhappy. That is the only way she lets out. He said, submit yourself unto your husband as unto the Lord. Therefore, don't stand and begin to abuse your husband because you asked him to do something for you and he didn't do it. Because you can't do that to the Lord Jesus Christ. Submit as unto the Lord. You the man. When you marry a woman, you are not marrying a perfect person. It is you that make her to be what you want her to be. No matter what you are to obey, rich, every man, you are supposed to know the limit to that submission. Even though he says he should be submissive to you in everything. Everything there is qualified as it is fit in the Lord. Once you are married, God looks at the two of you as one. You must be united when it comes to approaching the throne of grace. When you are not able to come together because of a quarrel, misunderstanding, and one person alone begins to come and pray, God will not answer you. In that estate, your prayer is hindered. That is what knowledge Satan has. The first thing, when he wants to take over a family, it destroys your prayer life first. By bringing malice, and once that is established, then he can make that home his address for some time.